Hackers accessed an Oklahoma agency's online portal. An Oklahoma company has a close connection to the Artemis II mission, and a Jinx teenager is bringing national attention to Oklahoma's food insecurity. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, April 3rd. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Oklahoma Tax Commission has announced it suffered a data breach last year. The agency says taxpayer personal information like names and social security numbers were compromised. The unauthorized access into W-2 and 1099 files in the agency's online portal was discovered in December. The Tax Commission says it sent letters recently notifying impacted individuals and offered complimentary credit monitoring and fraud assistance services. The agency did not reveal how many people were at risk. Oklahoma's Route 66 is getting a fresh new look. Grayson Wheeler reports on new pavement markers the State Department of Transportation is installing along the Mother Road.
As Route 66 celebrates its centennial this year, Oklahoma is painting new badges along the pavement of its original route. Emily Long with the Oklahoma Department of Transportation says the new markers are a celebration of Route 66's history in some of the places it's shaped the most.
We kind of looked for locations that were where Route 66 really runs through the center of town and kind of helped bring up that history of that town a little bit.
Since work started Monday, crews have completed pavement markers at a dozen spots in and around Tulsa. But the 50 planned locations span the state, and more communities can apply for fresh markers if they're willing to provide funding. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Four astronauts left Earth Wednesday to journey around the moon. And as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, they took pieces of Oklahoma with them.
Stillwater-based Frontier Electronic Systems spent years working on components to help NASA's Artemis II mission. An announcement from the company says some of its team spent more than a decade on critical hardware for the mission. The Oklahoma Department of Aerospace and Aeronautics says the company provided hand controllers for piloting. It also produced cursor devices, interface panels, and control boards. The company was founded in 1973 and also helped with the 2022 Artemis I mission. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
A Jenks High School student is getting national recognition for her documentary on food insecurity under Trump administration policies. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more.
Adelaide Brown is a senior at Jinx. She won second place in the High School Central Division of the 2026 C-SPAN Student Cam Documentary Competition for her film. In recognition of America's 250th anniversary, students were challenged to examine the, quote, enduring power and relevance of the Declaration of Independence. Brown's film is titled Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Is that possible on an empty stomach? It examines how Trump's big, beautiful bill will impact Oklahoma's hungry.
Oklahoma, even though we pay our taxes to the federal government, that money will no longer be used for benefits to feed our most vulnerable neighbors. It will be instead shifted to the state that will have to pick up a surprise bill of $270 million.
More than 15% of Oklahoma households are food insecure. Brown says she wants to bring awareness about how pervasive the issue is.
Everybody is like so close to like having this issue and like needing help.
The documentary will air throughout the day Saturday on C-SPAN. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.